talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a Getaway Friday, Friday, September the 3rd, 2021, 16 minutes past the hour, first Friday in the month of September, also heading into Labor Day weekend. It is the Exchange Club here on WWGH Radio, and today we have a very interesting topic because all morning we have been pleasantly informed by the pinheads in Boston. Now, pinheads, spearheads, whatever they would like to be called, out-of-work comedians, that we're trying to get a day now established here in Marion, named for me, on Friday, October the 1st. And they're supposed to be getting this done today, and it just hasn't happened. I don't know what's going on. I have not received any notification, identification, nothing about this, and I think they failed, is what actually happened here. So this is sad. This is sad. It's depressing. It's just not the way to do it. But that's the little update we have on that particular matter. Now, last time we heard from them was probably about 10:45, so it's been a little while now. But I don't think they were able to get it done. Now, the people who got these Cardinals out in Marion, now they were able to get it done. They got it done. And still, the appearance of myself at the Wilbur Theater in Boston in January is still up in the air because I've not been formally invited to that. So I don't see that happening, but here we are. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind? Give us a buzz. We've been talking all morning about a myriad of things. Talking about the origins of Labor Day, which I really don't think we have an answer to that as of yet, or why don't we remember Labor Day like we do other holidays? There's something about it that we still, well, we don't do anything in remembrance of Labor Day. I don't know why. 4th of July, Memorial Day, we're still good there, but Labor Day, no, we don't remember it like those other holidays. And it is a federal holiday. Also talking about COVID here in Marion, a lot of talk about that today. As many of you know, Marion City Schools have been under a mask mandate the entire school year, which has been about 2 weeks right now. But Ridgedale now has a mask mandate, and as of Tuesday, River Valley will have a mask mandate. And I was also informed earlier today that Pleasant Elementary has a mask mandate. So here we are, going into the Popcorn Festival. And as I was talking to Pastor Whitaker about, is this going to be a good thing? You know, we can't change it at this point, I don't think. It's just a few days away, but is it going to be a good thing when it comes to COVID? I don't know. I don't know what the conditions are like at the hospital right now. Does anybody know what the conditions are like at the hospital? Does anybody know if any precaution is being taken? Now, I will say this. The vaccination rates have gone up a little in Ohio. I think we're in Marion, at least. We're at 42%, I think, now. And I do see more people with masks on than I did before. I think there must be something to that voluntarily. But where does this all come in? What does the future hold? I don't know. I think it's very, very, very fascinating. But certainly would love to hear from you today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was thinking about the Cardinals, and to get off the Cardinals in general for a second, what would could we put in? Let's be proactive here. What could we do in Marion besides bring a new restaurant in that would really set the town apart from other towns? And maybe it's downtown, maybe it's on the east end, maybe it's on the west end, maybe it's north, maybe it's south. I don't know. But what could we do that would really be very unique and draw people here that heretofore have not been to Marion? What could we do? Because we were the popcorn capital of the world for a long time, but that's kind of an honorary thing, and I don't think people think about that very often anymore. But that's the way it is, I guess. Let's see here. You know, I really have no idea at this point. What could we do? What does Marion need? What would be a positive? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an idea, give me a buzz. We can discuss it. That's what we're here for. And we haven't heard back from the Bostonians yet. I think because it's become a failure. I just get the stench that there has been failure today in regard to the whole Bostonian incident. You know, when you think back years ago to what we had going here in Marion, you know, there used to be a big Christmas tree somewhere in this town. Where could we put a big Christmas tree? You know, we're getting close to that. The 25th of this month will be 3 months away from Christmas. So if this makes any sense to you, in 22 days, we will be 3 months away from Christmas. So where could we put a big Christmas tree? Because down here in Founders Park does not work. We've tried it year after year after year. Nobody pays any attention to it. It doesn't get any... It's all white lights. I think that's a problem. It's just not something people pay attention. So where could we put just a nice big Christmas tree in this town? Our version of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree, or our version of the big Christmas tree in Washington. Where could we put this thing and really jazz up the town? Now, I'm working on the Christmas bus tour. Now, maybe the people from Boston will want to come in for that. Now, as you remember, this is where me and the bus drivers of the city have made a pact that what's going to happen is we are going to commandeer the two of the city buses 3 Thursdays in the month of December. And what we're going to do is we're going to get in these buses. We're all going to go out to Meijer, and then everybody's going to get in the buses, and we're going to drive around and look at lights in town, and then it's all going to culminate as both buses meet at Stewart's Root Beer, and we have hot chocolate and cookies. Oh, somebody's knocking at the door. Come in. Come in. All right. Yeah, come in. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah. This is your studio. This is the studio here. How you doing?
Okay.
Good.
Just finished doing mobile meals.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you were able to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Desk.
Appreciate it.
Did you have anything to duplicate articles?
I don't have a copier here, no.
Okay. Did you want
copies? Yeah, I'll make copies of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about those.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Let me know when you're done with them, and I'll...
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you a message.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, why are you trashing us right now, man? We're trying so hard
well,
for you.
Okay, well, we'll set my trashing in the opposite direction. What's going on?
We're still getting voicemails. And we're leaving messages. That's the best I think we're going to be able to do today on a Friday before a long weekend. But we're making that call out for sure on that front.
Now, how many people have called?
my guess at this point, from my little inner circlings, at least 20. There have been at least 20 messages left with the mayor trying to make October 1st a commemoration celebration of Marion's first worldwide ambassador, Scott Spears.
Well, that's good. So 20 different voices have called and left that
correct
on the mayor's voicemail.
We're trying our best on that front. And even my friend who called earlier today to you, Danny, he was trying to call into the Kirk Minahan show because they're recording now. So we were trying to get in touch with them to see if there's anything that Kirk or anything of me possibly having. I haven't listened to what he said yet, but when the podcast drops later this afternoon, I'll be able to listen to it. And who knows? There could be a Wilbur play going on. We don't know. We can only make the ask and beg.
Well, why has Kirk not called? Now, he's doing his show right now. He could call in here. We could just hash this out right on the air.
Because this whole thing isn't an effort driven by Kirk. This is driven by the new spearhead, your loving pinhead.
Well, it should be driven by him because he needs the help, is from what I understand.
I wouldn't say he needs the help. He is a very successful podcaster. Last year, he had the top crime podcast on Apple when he did the case. So it's a good... If you really...
He had the what?
One of the top true crime podcasts on Apple Podcasts. He did a 8-part series called The Case, where he followed the unsolved murder of Jennifer Fay in Brockton, Massachusetts, and it took him all the way down to South Carolina, up to upstate New York. So he's traveled all over to try to find this. So he has his fun show, the Kirk Minahan show, that he does, and it was very successful on Barstool Sports Radio as well at times. But he also does...
What is Barstool Sports Radio?
Well, Barstool Sports is a website that they do a variety of things. They have a variety of topics. It kind of started with Dave Portnoy up out in Milton, Massachusetts, just handing out newspapers he was created, and he's built it into a multi-million and almost billion-dollar company from the ground up for Dave Portnoy. And they've covered a variety of things. They have a bunch of different shows, like Part of My Take. KSC Radio is another one of their big ones, and Kirk Minahan is one of their big ones as well.
Now, is this a radio station, or is this like an internet outlet?
It's an internet outlet. They were on Sirius, and they just left Sirius about 3-4 months ago. So,
now, have you called them and said they need to pick up this show? We have international guests like Bill Cosby.
We're trying. Dave Portnoy is a man who is a very keen sense of talent, and I'm sure if he listened to 5 minutes of you, he'd call you and get you with a contract in no time.
Well, I see. I don't know why this hasn't happened, because who else has Bill Cosby and Ed Asner and, these big-time guests that we have on here?
Yeah, and there's big guests all over, and even the Part of My Take, I'd get some big guests, but there's sometimes...
Now, who have you had on?
Who has Kirk had on?
He's had
Donald Trump Jr., he's had Brandy Love, he's had Terry Francona's son on. He's had a multitude of guests.
Well, see, that's interesting, because I had Terry Francona's neighbor on.
Really?
Yes. And I know it's a tough booking to get those people.
It can be. And Kirk's trying to right now get Clint Eastwood on, as well as Steve Van Zandt is another target we're trying to get. Gilbert Gottfried he just had on a couple weeks ago, so Kirk gets his guests too, but he wants to make sure that when a guest comes on with Kirk, it's that there's going to be nothing off limits, and it's a free rein, and there'll be open conversation about everything, because that's the kind of man Kirk is.
Now, wait a second. Now, just back to this point, because I do think this point needs to be brought out. Many interviews have been done on this station, and we've done a lot of crime ourselves. Bill Cosby was one of the few interviews ever where there was a don't talk about this, because usually if that would happen, I probably would not have done the interview, but Bill Cosby had not been heard from on radio in quite a while. He had not talked to a legitimate media source in quite a while, certainly not since he got out of prison, and I thought him coming on, even if not to talk about that other stuff, with the agreement that he would come on when he could talk about it, was fair.
That part wasn't that well known, and that's good to know that if he's a man of his word and comes back on, we're all going to be waiting with bated breath to hear you have that interview, and that's why we're also trying to work on that Twitter following for you, because we're pumping that left and right now, and I even noticed that you've had a little uptick in Twitter followers lately.
Now let me hear this. Now, because that guest list did not impress me. Now do you know who's a regular on this show?
I mean, you have quite a few, but who are you going to wow me with now?
Judge Joe Brown.
Judge Joe Brown. I love Judge Joe Brown.
He and I, he comes on. I don't think he's been on since Bill Cosby, but we'll get him back on. And the late Ed Asner was a regular. He was just on February the 4th.
Yes, you mentioned that. And Ed Asner, wow, excuse me, my getting a little tongue-tied. Another great. Yeah, you have a lot of great.
Now, Prime. Now, here we go. Get ready. Hold on to your horses. F. Lee Bailey.
What?
Yeah. F. Lee Bailey was on a month before he died, but F. Lee Bailey was a regular on this show.
You have a lot. This is why we're trying to help spread the word of Scott Spears. You a great talent, great interviews, great listens, and like the Kirk Minahan show only lasts 2 hours. Maybe if we're lucky. So it's great having another things to listen to when we don't get our full daily dosage of Kirk.
Betty White.
This is a great win this is a marriage made in heaven. We're gonna try our best to make this happen.
Well, I don't know what we're happening. What's happening?
Hopefully, me, you, and Ted are gonna do a little road trip to Saco, and we're gonna go.
Wait, me, you, and Ted. What's this?
Ted, my offer to you the other day of coming out. I have the extra spaces in my car. We're going to go to the drive-in.
What kind of car do you have?
I have a Subaru Impreza.
So you're going to drive out to Marion, Ohio, pick up Ted and I, and we're going where?
We're going to Saco, Maine. Beautiful Saco, Maine.
No, see, right there. See, I think this is like a Lifetime horror movie. You know, like Cheerleader Killers and all that sort of thing. You get in a car, you don't know the person, you end up on Unsolved Mysteries.
That's not going to happen because I am too known. I have people know who I am. And
your people know who you are. Well, then that satisfies me. Your people know who you are.
You Google Andrew, Rhode Island, governor. Something might pop up or two.
You're the governor of Rhode Island.
I was never the governor of Rhode Island. I've worked for a campaign for someone who wanted to be governor of Rhode Island.
Who's that?
Unfortunately, his name was Alan Fung. He was a great candidate, great guy. Unfortunately, being a Republican in Rhode Island is kind of tough.
What's his name?
His name is Alan Fung.
Alan Funk?
Fung. F-U-N-G.
Fung. Alan Fung. Oh, I had his housekeeper on.
You had his housekeeper on?
Housekeeper. Had Alan Fung's housekeeper on the show. It was a big booking. A lot of people in line for that one.
No way!
Yeah, I know. Very big.
But yeah, I've done through the things. And see, if you really wanted to come to Saco, we have the space for you. We'd love to try to...
I don't even know what's going on there. It sounds bad. It sounds like I'm going to be sitting in the audience with somebody who doesn't wear a mask.
Oh, I wear a mask. I always wear my mask.
Are you vaccinated?
I am fully vaccinated, and I'm even in January going to be go getting my third dose of my Moderna because I mean, at this point, let's be real here. During my time in college, some of the stuff I drank, I'm not worried about what's in the vaccine if I was drinking the original Four Locos, am I right?
Well, what year were you in college?
2008 to 2012.
See, you sound like you had to think about that.
I really had to think about it. It's been like 10 years for me. It's been a while, Scott.
Now, let me tell you. Here, this is a story I did not get to today, but I want to get your opinion because you seem like you know what you're doing.
I like to think I do.
Well, I mean, I don't know what you've actually gotten done because I haven't spoken to the mayor. So I hate to cast aspersions on you that you can't get this done, but I don't know that 20 people have called, and I thought there were 100 people. Now, 100 people calling into that office, now that would get things done. But 20...
Yeah, we're trying to get the other 100. We got to understand, Scott, unlike the mayor, a lot of us Mets fans have to work on the Friday before Labor Day.
Now, don't insult the mayor.
It's Friday. He's not in the office. We're trying to get
it's Labor Day.
Yeah, and we're working. We're putting our labor to work.
Yeah, but you took a jab at the mayor. That's no way to get things done.
I I would like to apologize to the mayor. I did not mean that as a dig. I'm sure he works hard all throughout the year, and it's probably, if he is on vacation or taking a break, it's most likely well-deserved, because public servants, they are very underappreciated for some of the hard work that goes behind the scenes that people, like the everyday people, don't even get to see, and sometimes reporters don't get to see all the hard work that gets put in.
And one person got the secretary.
One person I know definitely got the secretary. I'm trying to reach out to more as we're talking through it to make this happen.
Now, where are the other people calling me right now? Because I've got 23 minutes left here on the air. Where are all those people? Now, have you ever listened to the Friday Night Show?
I have not listened to the Friday Night Show, but I think I'm going to start half through today.
8 to 10 tonight.
I will be listening.
Because, I mean, what else do you have to do? You sound like somebody who would be in on a Friday night.
I mean, normally, it depends. I do a couple side gigs. I do public address. I do some announcing. I have a nice rugby match I'm announcing tonight out at Harvard. So it's going to be a fun little...
And when is this?
For sure.
What time is that?
Oh, that's at 7 o'clock.
Well, see, I'm on 8 to 10. Okay. 8 to 10.
Yes, yeah, so I'll catch you up from the 9 to 10 on my drive home.
On your drive home, you put me... Now, do you listen on TuneIn?
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And you can plug that in your car.
Yep, I have Bluetooth. My car, Bluetooth. Unfortunately, I don't have heated seats, so if it does get a little cold, we might have to start a fire in the car, but I've done that before, and it's really no big deal.
Now, how many years have you been in the field you've been in, announcing rugby games?
I've been doing that for like 4 or 5 years now. Well, you have to minus one, because there were no matches last year due to COVID, but... I've been doing it for about 4 years.
Did you about choke there? You sound like you about choked.
Yeah, I got a little tickle in the throat.
I'm very concerned. You sounded like you about choked on your own words.
Yeah, sometimes I do, but it's about, I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years, with the 1 year off due to COVID.
Yeah, well, you had COVID?
I might have had COVID when it first started, because I do have the antibodies, but even with the antibodies, I still get the vaccine, because I care about my neighbors.
Well, that's nice of you. Now, so what happened to that other guy who called order? What's his name? Derek from Billerica?
Danny and Billerica, yes.
I'm proud that I remembered Billerica.
Yeah, it's a great town. You should come visit it sometime.
I don't have that kind of time. So, when is he going to call in and let me know that he's called the mayor?
That's a good question. I wonder if he's listening right now. If he's listening right now, he should probably try to call in. And hell, who knows? He might even call in as soon as I'm done.
Well, here's the problem. If there are 100 people listening, which you have assured me at this point, I would guess that the rest of this hour would be filled up as soon as I hang up with you by people telling me that they have called the mayor. And if that doesn't happen, I'm going to get a little suspicious.
Okay, well, we will start working on it. Hopefully they are still listening. So all my Northeastern guys, let's call into Scott. Let's let them power through this lunch hour and get them to 1 o'clock.
That's right. Let's see what happens.
All right. Thank you so much, Scott. We're going to keep working on this for
you. Keep working. All right. Let's see if those Bostonians call in. See, this is what you call filler, because the two people who were supposed to show up this hour did not show up. So now we need a good time killer. But if you're out there in Marion, give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. Or Columbus. We had guests on our show yesterday from Columbus, the Columbus area. 740-383-9944. I think we've got some Great American Pizza coming next week. That's going to be big on Tuesday. Now, remember, we won't be on Monday, but we will be back on Tuesday. Oh, here comes the calls. I wonder if it's a Marion call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Danny and Billerica. How are you?
Danny and Billerica.
Hey, just letting you know, I've done my due diligence. I spoke with Janine, very nice lady over at the mayor's office.
Janine?
Yeah, I believe that was her name.
There's no Janine in the mayor's office.
Oh, I thought that was the name of his secretary. I apologize.
Yes.
Maybe I wrote that down incorrectly. But she was very nice. And
well, tell me how it went. I've got time.
Well, she said that the mayor was out of the office and was unlikely to be in today, but she would pass along my message and he would get it on Tuesday morning.
Well, what was your message?
My message was that I think it's very important that we establish a day to honor you yourself, Scott Spears, and that I think it should be October 1st to honor all the service you've done as far as everything you've done for broadcasting, as well as everything for the Marion and Ohio region. And now you've extended your reach nationally and maybe even internationally, and I think that should be recognized. And I didn't stop there, actually. I was not deterred. I actually called back and connected with the engineering department over at City Hall, and I spoke with a nice woman there named Jody, who was familiar with you, although she said she never met you personally, so you may want to go pay her a visit at some point if you have some time. She spoke then with Jim Bischoff, the city engineer. I talked to him, or then I actually left a message for Malcolm Smith over in zoning, because I'd like to, I wanted to pursue this idea of getting a statue built for you. I proposed that we maybe perhaps make it out of kettle corn, put it in front of the Popcorn Museum, and have it displayed proudly during the 40th anniversary of the Popcorn Festival. What would you think about that?
Well, I'd go for that. Now, what kind of answers did you get from these people?
Well, it was a lot of kind of a game of runaround. I guess Jody said she had the conversation with Jim off the air, or off my call. She put me on hold, and then she told me that he referred me over to Malcolm Smith in zoning, who is out today but will be in Tuesday morning. So I left a message in his voicemail box. So
there's going to be a lot of action Tuesday, is what you're telling me.
I think so. I mean, look, if I was closer, I'd hop in my car and drive over, but unfortunately I got a little one to take care of here in Billerica, so there's only so much I can physically do, but I certainly understand that people are kind of checking out for in advance of the long weekend. I certainly don't blame them. I mean, look, I'm obviously not working hard right now, although I'm trying to multitask a little bit to wrap up a few things before the end of the day.
Now, are you going to listen to the show tonight?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm home with the wife and kid, and I think we'll probably sit around the radio. I'm thinking,
like an old fireside chat.
Yeah, or like listening to The Shadow, you know, something like that, like a radio show. I do believe that the radio is the theater of the mind. I actually often enjoy it and prefer it, radio and podcasts over visual mediums. I spend most of my day looking at screens, despite my blue light glasses. It gives me a headache after a while, so I like to just kind of sit back, relax, and listen in. So.
Now, my question is, tonight, when this all goes down, Well, first of all, now I've heard from you twice today, and now you sound like you know partially what you're doing. Now, that Andrew guy, God bless his heart, he seems a little scattered. But, you know, I just feel like we're not working hard enough here.
You know, I can't disagree with you totally, Scott. I do think, you know, we have been put forth an impossible task at some level, again, trying to do things, not to make excuses, but I do think it is a valid one that it is the day before a long weekend. It's a little tough to get in touch with people here today. I think we've laid the groundwork, and we've been working our network, both behind the scenes on Twitter, as well as I think I heard Andrew mention, I did call into Kirk's show today. So if you do listen into the podcast.
Oh, tell me about this. How did that go? Because, see, if you're lying to me right now and you did some kind of number on me, we're going to have issues.
Scott, I've never lied to you. I never would.
Okay, well, what happened when you called into the show today?
Well, Kirk was very happy to hear from me. You know, he and I go way back as a caller and a listener. But again, you know, I'm not part of the show, so I don't necessarily have the. I tried to get in a lot of words quickly, which is sometimes I'm wont to do. I think Kirk appreciated our efforts. I know he's a big fan of yours. He actually mentioned that he had played possibly some sound from your show earlier on his podcast. I don't know what that was. I obviously can't listen live into a podcast.
I'm shocked.
I'd be interested to hear the show. So you were a topic of conversation already today, which I
wonder why that happened.
I honestly don't know. I think I'll be interested to hear more as far as what that sound might be.
Well, what's the progress on the Wilbur Theater event?
Well, I put in a plug for that at the end before I got hung up on. Although I do think. I don't know, Kirk, it sounded like he might want some sort of compensation in exchange for the appearance, which, you know, I understand might be a little backwards from the normal way of doing things. But I think, honestly, he may have been a little unhappy that the Minifans aren't necessarily fighting harder to get him a holiday and a statue erected. So I may have put myself in the doghouse a little bit.
Well, that's showbiz.
You in there with me, yeah.
But he's had, what, Tony Francona's housekeeper on or something, right?
Well, I thought you had the housekeeper on.
I had Andrew Fung's housekeeper on.
Oh, you had Terry Francona's neighbor.
Yeah, right? Terry Francona's neighbor.
You had Terry
Those Francona's big bookings.
Son.
Those big bookings keep you on the air.
Yeah. All right. And Andrew Dice Clay, he was a big one as well. So, you know, I think, and it sounds like Stevie Van Zandt may be on soon. I think we're going to see some more big guests coming up soon. Actually, word has it there was some communication with Clint Eastwood. I think that might be the biggest guest ever between your two shows. I guess would Clint Eastwood, would you consider him to be a bigger star than Bill Cosby? Or
oh, I don't think so. No. And here's why I feel that that's wrong. Because I don't know that Bill Cosby was the biggest guest that I've ever had on, but
sure.
Bill Cosby, I think if you would say the names, Bill Cosby is probably known better than Clint Eastwood.
That's a great question. It may depend on what generation of person you're talking to and maybe location-wise.
I've got them both topped because, you know, I've had Betty White on.
So she certainly has the longevity, but so does Eastwood. I mean, Clint Eastwood's known in all over the world. Westerns in Asia.
But you know when you look at those checkout lines at the grocery store, Betty White, Bill Cosby, they're in those magazines dying every week.
Mm-hmm.
Clint Eastwood never makes those magazines because he doesn't sell magazines.
Daily Star in the Kroger is necessarily a sign of one's fame. I think if you were to fly to Japan and ask people in Tokyo in the street who they know, I guarantee you 9 times out of 10 they'd know Clint Eastwood and they would not know Betty White or Bill Cosby.
We're not on in Tokyo.
Right, so they're not as big a star. They're not as well known internationally, I would argue.
But I don't think internationally is what we're hoping for. I think what we're hoping for is the good old U.S. of A. here.
I'm certainly a USA first kind of guy, but
if we're going internationally, though, I had Larry King on.
Hey, that's a big one, too.
Yeah.
That's a big one, too.
Phil
Donahue. How long ago was that?
Well, before he died.
Well, I would figure that would be a really big story if it was from beyond the
grave. Yeah, he came on after. I don't remember. A few years ago, Joy Behar. I know you sound like a guy who loves Joy Behar.
Oh, sure.
Big fan. Joy Behar's been on. Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Scott, I think your ability to capture these big name guests is
Tony Curtis.
Huge. Another big one.
Tony Curtis is a bigger movie star than Clint Eastwood.
Well, yeah, but you also perhaps you have to figure in Clint Eastwood's directing career as well. I mean, the fact he's been writer, producer, director, as well as actor, and I mean hundreds of films at this point. I mean, I think that needs to be fixed in.
So where are the other Bostonians who are going to tell me that they have called the mayor?
They're working hard. Hopefully, your phone lines are loaded up. Once I jump off,
let's see what happens.
Stop on. Yeah, I guess we'll give it a shot. I have faith in my fellow Mina fans and Spearheads, but only time will tell.
Let's see what happens.
All right.
Bye bye. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. 47 coming up on 48 minutes past the hour here. Now, how are you people in Marion and Columbus and all the surrounding areas here in Central Ohio enjoying this little thing? That's really the only term we have at this point. Thing that's going on here today is a time killer to get to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, we will be back on tonight, 8 to 10, Angie and I, and who knows? Who knows who will show up tonight? You never know. It's a minute-by-minute, hour-by-hour proposition at this particular point. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, give me a buzz. Would love to talk to you today as we head into the big Labor Day weekend. And I do want to repeat that we will not be on Monday, 740-383-9944. And apparently we made the, whatever that show is in Boston again. Fascinating. Isn't it all? Hasn't it all just been fascinating today? Ay, ay, ay. Well, you know, I'm looking at some pictures of Lady Justice here again, and, there is a hole in her head, and I don't know why there would be a hole in Lady Justice's head, but I guess that's the way it goes at this particular point. I just wonder if the time capsule, which I know was placed in there, has been removed. Because I believe at one point Charlie had told me that, Louis Wickersham, the famous auctioneer's gavel was in Lady Justice in sort of a time capsule. So I don't know. I don't know. A lot of people like posting these pictures of Lady Justice. First time she's been off the courthouse in 40 years. Hopefully they'll repair that hole in her head and do something from that point on. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, I'm just figured I'd call. What's going on?
I'm doing a show. What's going on with you?
Oh, what kind of show?
Do you know who you called?
Is this John?
No, not John.
Scott? Scott, how's it going? What are you doing?
Good, who are you?
This is Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Tom who?
It's Tom.
Tom, yeah. You sound like you have a little problem here.
No, I mean...
You're in the middle of an identity crisis.
What are you doing?
Doing a radio show. Doing a radio show.
What are you wearing?
All right. You know, you're back to that hilarious comedy.
No, I'm just generally curious.
You're not curious.
Why would I be asking if I wasn't?
Why are you calling?
I want to know what you are doing and what you are wearing.
Hosting a radio show.
One of my questions, what are you wearing?
To me, that seems like a superfluous question.
I think it's very important to me in this moment in time.
Where do you live?
Just around.
Around?
Yeah, just around.
Yeah, you sound very much like a friend of mine in Belrica.
No, this is John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, you're back.
Around. Yeah, how's it going?
Yeah, how's life?
I don't know. I'd be much better if you told me what you were wearing.
So, you're a part of this hilarious program in Boston, right?
No, actually, I rape and murder young boys.
Oh, Lord. Well, that was a great call, wasn't it? It killed about 2 minutes. 740-383-9944. You know, comedy is crucial, and not everybody can succeed. And that last call proved it. Living proof. All right, phone lines are open. Anything you want to talk about. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything on your mind at this particular point? The Cubs. Well, here we are. More pictures of these Cardinals. You know, I'll tell you why this Cardinal issue keeps coming up, because there are pictures everywhere of these on social media, and you can't turn around without seeing one of these as of late. It's like aliens have landed here in Marion. Oh, let's see if this is a civil call. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, that sounds like the guy that called you two calls before, I believe.
I know, they're very bored there in Boston. I don't know what it is about me that has driven them all insane.
Yeah, have you ever decided to track down their phone numbers and see where they're actually coming from?
You know, I really don't know where they're actually coming from. The phone numbers come up, but I haven't paid all that close attention. You know, I think sometimes they have halfway decent intentions, but,
Right.
I don't
know.
The
last one was ridiculous.
Yeah, the last one was trying to be funny. I don't think it was funny.
And he got out of control.
Yeah, he wasn't that funny at all. But,
no, you're right.
Do you think anybody has actually called the mayor?
Scott, honestly, I couldn't tell you. I'd be lying if I couldn't even guess.
What do you make of the Cardinals?
Oh, I've heard about them. I've seen a couple. Yeah, I think it's great. Marion needs something different, you know, something, I don't know, draw people uptown and...
Well, maybe this will be
people,
it, I don't know.
Draw people, I guess. But I did have a question about the statue.
Go ahead.
That's one of the reasons I was calling. Do they estimate at a time how long she's going to be gone?
You know, I have not heard anything about that. It's interesting to me that such a big production is being made about this.
Sure wish Charlie was alive to see it.
Yeah, it's odd to me in a way because 40 years it was up there and nobody ever did anything, and all of a sudden this has become a major production to bring her down and get her refurbished and put her back up, and I'm really confused on what the reasoning is. Did they ever get the elevator fixed in the courthouse?
I couldn't tell you. I do know I was there when I was a little kid and watched it was put up.
Yeah, I mean, and that was a big deal because it had been gone for 40 years. But I, just taking it down to refurbish it, I don't know why that's such a big deal.
I don't either, but you said something about a big hole in the head. Maybe something fell or gave way, and that's why they decided. I couldn't tell you the truth. I don't have a clue, but...
I don't know. It's just interesting to me, people taking pictures with it and all that. I never really have seen anything like that. I understand why it was done 40 years ago when it was missing for 40 years.
Right.
But this whole thing about just taking it down to refurbish it, it seems a little bit like a PR event. And I'm not sure for who.
Sir, maybe you have to. Have you talked to the mayor since then?
Well, I haven't talked to the mayor about it, but I don't think it'd have anything to do with him because it's the courthouse is a county building.
Okay, well, according to the Bostonians, what they might say to the next caller is, hey, we're going to be sculpturing a little bit different and making a Scott Spear statue and putting it back up there.
Well, it's interesting. This is the first time Lady Justice has been up since they put her back up there in the early 1980s.
Right.
What if she does come up missing again? She was kidnapped for 40 years. You never know what somebody might try to do.
You're very true. But, I do got a question. Where was Lady Justice when she did come up missing? Was she displayed somewhere, Marion, do you know, or...
No, they had taken her off to clean her.
Okay.
Same thing. Deja vu.
Oh, wow.
Here's the problem with this. This is why I think the PR on this is bad. We've now told everybody that she's off, and who really pays attention? Nobody. So now we've told everybody she's off. We put it on social media, and if somebody wanted to go by and swipe her, they could.
Yeah, you're right. I can't remember that guy. He used to portray a president. I want to say his last name was Neihardt.
Oh, yeah, Carol Neihardt.
Yeah, is he still alive?
He is. He's not doing very well from what I hear, but yeah, he's still around.
All right, I just wanted to make sure it didn't have to be searched in his barn.
Yeah, let's hope she doesn't end up in his barn.
You're right. All right, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See, this is where I feel that the whole Lady Justice thing has went downhill. I think if she comes up missing again, let me be on record that all this PR is a bad idea. I don't get it. But it is currently the way it is, I guess. Friday, September 3rd, 2021, 58 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are still open, 740-383-9944. I'll be back on the air tonight with Angie Evers. Maybe I'll talk to her about it. Her father, Charlie, is the one who put it back up there oh so many years ago. Go ahead, caller.
Lady Justice was underneath the floorboards of a barn, and she was used for target practice.
Yeah, by Dick Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he stole her when they had her off the cleaner the first time, which is exactly what's going on here again.
Yeah, well, they better put a guard on her because I wouldn't trust anybody. The only reason that happened that night is because they were in a bar and they got a little tipsy. And somebody bet him that he wouldn't do it, and he did it.
Well, see, that's why I have a fear this time, because I think, being what happened last time, people might do this. I'll bet you that you can't have her come up missing again.
Well, she shouldn't, but probably the hole in her head is probably a part of a poor repair from the other time.
The old target.
She was used for target practice.
It could be. Well, let's hope she gets back safe and sound.
They ought to put a guard on it or put something around it where somebody couldn't get it.
I think you're right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. Oh, we're to the end of the program here. Well, Angie and I will be on tonight from 8 to 10. Don't miss that. Who knows what will happen tonight here on WWGH Radio, where the G stands for good radio, much better than what they got going in Boston. For this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Walt handcuffed to you. You're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my